On Tuesday, a small park in the center of Prague was the site of the ceremonial unveiling of a commemorative statue honoring the contribution of Czech pilots during World War II. Despite being the second World War II monument in this tiny park, and despite the fact that the National Heritage Institute is at odds with Prague 1 authorities over the Bronze Lion, a major ceremonial event marked its unveiling, attended by veterans, members of the military, and also Winston Churchill's grandson. Dominic Yun was there and filed this report.
I'm standing in a small park in Klarov, in the centre of historic Prague's Malá Strana. I'm standing right in front of a statue, which has currently been wrapped up for the most part in a green cotton cloth. You can just see the feet of a lion at the bottom, protruding from the bottom. But what is very prominent is a plaque which says, "This monument is an expression of the British community's lasting gratitude to the 2,500 Czechoslovak airmen who served with the Royal Air Force between 1940 and 1945 for the freedom of Europe. Many were subsequently persecuted by the communist regime in Czechoslovakia. It is a gift to the Czech and Slovak peoples from the British community living and working in the Czech and Slovak republics." The bronze statue is of a winged lion, about 2 meters across. It is by the British sculptor Colin Spofforth, and it was paid for, at a cost of about £100,000, by the British communities living in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. And it's meant as a symbol of appreciation by the British for the help provided by Czech and Slovak airmen flying in the RAF during World War II. Those are the sounds of Spitfires flying over Prague. And I'm joined now by Josef Horák, a British descendant of a Czech RAF officer from Lidice, who served between 1940 and 1945.
After the Germans took over Czechoslovak, he escaped and via France ended up in Britain and joined the RAF. Started off as a rear gunner, then a navigator, then a pilot.
So what brings you here today, and what is the import, what is the significance for you of an event like this?
I think it's very significant. I think a large proportion of the RAF were, if you like, foreigners, Poles, Czechs, New Zealanders, Australians, Canadians. I mean, I think it gets little or no recognition. But anything like this, I think it's a good thing.
My name is Josef, called Joe Bochian, and I'm from the Civic Association Czech Spitfire Club. And me and my friends, we've got uniforms which wear our pilots during Second World War in Great Britain, in the RAF.
So I can tell, yes, I'm looking at you, and there's a group of about 5 of you, and you're dressed in uniforms that were worn by the RAF in World War II. They're blue, they're very smart
blue,
looking.
Yeah, blue-gray standard type. My pattern is officer's one, and these my colleagues are on other ranks.
Veterans, ministers, Mr. Speaker, Chief of Defence Staff, Her Majesty's Ambassador, ladies and gentlemen. As Czech people know only too well, freedom and sovereignty are most valued when they are absent. Arguably, Europe's freedom was most endangered by Nazi ambition.
And so now the grandson of Winston Churchill is escorting a group of several veterans who are able still to stand towards the memorial, and they will now pull on a rope, and there it goes. And so Mr. Nicholas Soames pulls, the veterans salute, the audience claps, and a copper statue of a winged Czech lion staring down, framed by Prague Castle, is unveiled.